Once again, after a mass shooting like we had at the Naval Yards Monday, liberal idiots come out of the woodwork calling immediately for gun control, even before they know anything about what actually happened. And some conservatives keep harping this stupid,
man, video games, man.
Oh, good grief, the stupidity. And welcome to the Daily Gator Daily Thoughts. I'm Doug Hagan, recuperating from a upper respiratory infection, which has made my voice kind of screwed up, so I haven't been able to do these, because every time I would try to talk, I would hack my head off. But through the magic of cough drops and Mucinex, I'm back. Now, yesterday we had the tragic events when a psychopath decided to go shoot up the Naval Yards in the Washington, D.C. area. Now, the facts is, as far as we know it, was that he had a shotgun. He got legally. And apparently, he used a shotgun and it killed a security guard, apparently took his weapon, and procured another pistol, and had several shootouts with police when they arrived. Pardon me. And thankfully, he was killed. Unfortunately, he took 11 innocent people with him. Now, as soon as you hear news like this, I groan for the people, the tragedy. But then I groan because I know what's coming. I know what's coming from the left. Immediately, Henry Winkler was immediately, Fonzie. Henry Winkler tweet out calling for more gun control as soon as he heard what had happened. The fact is, the D.C. Naval Yards, being a military installation, just like Fort Hood, Bill Clinton signed a law not allowing servicemen and women to carry guns on base. The guns on the base are locked up, so no one can carry their gun around, no soldiers. Same rule for the Naval Yard. So this was basically a gun-free zone. They had armed security. There's reports that the security was lax, and it's been pretty much proven that this fellow had been in the Navy, had been discharged, had had a couple incidents with police in Seattle and in Fort Worth, Texas, near where I am. And he should have never been given a security clearance. That's how he got in, was through his badge, his security clearance. So if anybody wants to look into why background checks would work, don't look at background checks for purchasing guns, and don't lie and say we don't have them, which we do. We have since the mid-90s. Why don't you get on the government's case for not vetting this guy? And apparently the D.C. police had called and said, hey, this guy's not right. Over a week ago, nothing happened. No one followed up, like happens so many times with government. There's blame to go around, but going in, again, blaming gun owners, blaming the NRA is bogus. We all know it is. And as angry and as irritated and agitated as it makes me, when liberals look at tens of millions of gun owners in America who don't do anything wrong, and they want to blame us somehow for this psychopath going into a gun-free zone and massacring people, it makes me equally agitated. In fact, maybe more agitated, because I expect more from conservatives. My fellow conservatives, I expect more from you than to fall into this trap of blame anything but the guy who did it. This emotionalistic attitude that some have. We can't grasp this evil, so we have to find something else to blame. And I'm listening on the radio today, on the way home from work, it's called 660 Case Guy. Now, it's something else now. They've changed from Case Guy. It's an AM talk show station, 660 here in Dallas. The Answer is what it's called now. And there's a guy on in the afternoons I don't really listen to very much. Jonathan David Wells has his show on. Not a big fan of his. Not that I disagree with most of what he says. Doesn't seem to interest me. His personal style. But he's talking today about this shooting. And I wanted to listen to see if he did something that drives me nuts. He started listing off some of the mass killers, both in America and abroad. And he kept focusing back on one thing. Oh, he played video. He played violent video. This one played violent video games. That one played violent video games. Again, Mr. Wells, before you start calling on Congress to do something about violent video games, think. Yeah, the piece of trash who shot up Columbine, played Doom a lot. You know who else did? Me and tens of millions of other people. And 99.9999999999% of those people never did anything to harm anybody. Same with Quake, which I played a lot. Same with Castle Wolfenstein, which I played a lot. Same with all the people I know who play Call of Duty. I never have. Apparently the guy over in Europe, one of the killers over there played Call of Duty a lot. Don't blame video games. These people are sick in the head. That's why millions upon millions upon millions of people, and you can give me all the evidence, all the case studies you want to. When I look at something that tens of millions of people indulge in and enjoy and take part in and participate in, and I see that, again, almost every single one of them never does anything to harm anybody, never acts out anything. When I see that, that's all the proof I need that it's the individual. There's something sick in them. It's not the violent video games. A normal mind processes that's a video game. That's a game. It's not real. A normal mind can do that. An abnormal mind, like this guy that shot up the Naval Yard and killed 11 people, he wasn't possessed of a normal mind. So don't go blaming and scapegoating video games or anything else. I mean, what's next? What if a lot of killers have in common that they read, I don't know, you pick your author of thrillers or horror novels? What if a lot of them read James Patterson or and emulated some evil character in a James Patterson book or a Dean Koontz book or a Stephen King book or anyone else you want to name? What if they watch a particular TV show? What's the one? Rizzoli and Isles. My sister likes that show. Pretty good show. I've seen it a couple times. But there's bad people in there. There's bad people in NCIS, CSI, all these other shows. And every single one of them. What if someone with a sick mind watches that show and then goes and emulates the bad guy in the show? It's not the show's fault. It's the person. It's the individual that is sick in the head. Again, don't think that you can take something that millions of people take part in and blame it because one or two out of those tens of millions acts out on it. That's asinine. I'm sorry. I know some conservatives will get upset when I say that, but it is absolutely back-asswards stupid to do that. Period. There is no discussion here. Again, people say, well, how can you be so sure? Again, let me repeat it. Tens of millions of people, perhaps hundreds of billions worldwide, play these types of games and never harm another human being in their life. Yet 1, 2, 3, 4 out of all those hundreds of millions, tens of millions, they do some evil act, and you're going to blame that stimuli? Again, pick out the music they like. Go look at the books they read. I mean, how far are we going to take this? The fact is, we cannot understand evil. We cannot grasp the acts of evil, demented minds and evil, demented people. So we need to focus not from taking legitimate things away from normal people, like guns or video games or whatever. Instead of blaming them, blame the individual. And I agree, if someone is always playing video games, they say, well, they got a kid there. The kid plays video games all the time and for years. Guess what? There's something wrong with that kid that would do that to begin with. A normal person, and a lot of older people play these games too, not just kids. And there are some games I would never allow. What was the story recently? An 8-year-old playing one of the Grand Theft Auto games. Then picked up a gun and shot his babysitter, I believe it was, if I'm correct. 8-year-olds shouldn't be playing that game. That's parental stupidity. But I'm talking about older kids and teenagers and adults who play these games. They realize it's a game. Their minds aren't sick. So we're going to take something away from them that they enjoy because there's a 1 in how many millions chance they may go act out on that. That's not how a free country runs. And I know conservatives like to do this, I think, for two reasons. The ones that do, most I don't think support it. But the conservatives that do, I think they think they're lashing back at Hollywood, at the entertainment industry, which, let's face it, aren't conservatives' best friends most of the time. And they're trying to beat liberals at their own game. Liberals come out and say, hey, ban guns, ban guns. It's your fault. You're in the NRA. It's your fault. So they want to fight back with the same stupidity. Don't. We're not liberals. We don't punish innocent people or take things away from innocent people because of the acts of evil people. That's liberals that do that. That's liberals that exploit tragedies. We're not tragedy pimps. The left is. We should be above that. That's all I have, my friends. So I'm going back to watching a show. By the way, TV shows I mentioned, give some free publicity to a TV show that came on last night. I didn't catch it last night. I watched it on Hulu today. Fox show. Sleepy Hollow. Phenomenal show. If the rest of the series is as good as the first episode, it's going to be phenomenal. Great show. I really enjoyed it. Go check it out on Hulu, or maybe it's on Netflix. I don't know. Go check out the first episode. You will like this show. A lot of history in it. And a lot of religious aspects. It's just really a fascinating show. Looks like it's going to be very good. That's my free advertisement. Stars, I'm not sure who the guy is, some British guy. I'm sure the ladies will like him. He's a handsome dude. The Headless Horseman, of course, who has no head, so you don't know what he looks like. But the other star is Nicole Beharie, I think her name is pronounced. Not familiar with how you pronounce the young lady's last name. She is so adorably hot. Another reason to watch the show, guys. It's a free publicity to them. And Nicole, if you want to call me and thank me in person, take me to dinner, whatever, I am free anytime. Thank you for listening, my friends. We'll talk to you very soon. Again, God willing and my voice willing. Take care.